Today on Bold Steps, a special Easter Monday message from Mark Job.
If you come to King Jesus, he'll turn over tables in your life. This is not about adding a sprinkling of religion to your life. This is about submitting to one that is King and Lord and changes the destiny, the values, the way you live your life. It's the way of King Jesus.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Job, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and on today's program, we're continuing a powerful Easter message about the presence of God, realizing that right now, here now, God is with us. The Savior has come. And as Christians, we can experience God's divine presence in our day-to-day lives and call others to step into relationship with Christ as well. If you missed part one of this message, you can easily catch up online anytime at boldstepsradio.org. Now, here's Mark Job with today's message, The King is Coming.
Jesus was riding a donkey that no one had ever ridden before. A different kind of king. A king that comes to serve. A king that comes to heal. King Jesus. He was fulfilling the prophecy that people had made hundreds of years before. He had come not in pompous glory, but he had come with a servant's heart. We are followers of King Jesus. We take on the culture, the kingdom of God. And when we come in the name of King Jesus, who has all power and glory and authority to do whatever he needs to do, yet he comes to serve. God could bring judgment on the world, but instead he brings love and servanthood. God could cause the entire world to bow down in fear and trembling as they receive him as Lord. God could do whatever he wanted to do in this world, but instead he beckons us, he calls us, he draws us, he reaches out to you through his Holy Spirit, drawing you to himself because he's a different kind of king. King Jesus. Countercultural king. His people reflect the nature of his kingdom. God has called us to be a people that reflect the values of the kingdom. There's love and compassion. There is forgiveness in this place. It's not for the rich and the high, just the educated, it's the poor, the lowly, the things that the world thinks nothing about. He mixes them together. He brings them together. He causes us to call each other brother and sister. There's no classes in this kingdom. It's a kingdom made up of everybody who has sinned, washed and forgiven. There is not those that can stand before God and say, listen, I didn't need a savior, because every single person needs a savior. Amen. There is no one in this place that can say, I don't need the washing of the blood of the lamb, because we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We all need the perfect lamb sacrificed on our behalf. There's not the good and the bad. There's the all that have fallen short of God's glory. The king is coming. The Bible tells us that Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this world. Most of the Jews that shouted Hosanna were not looking for a lamb to forgive them of their sins. They were looking for a political liberator to lead the revolt against the Roman oppressors that had subjugated the Jews. They were looking for someone to lead a physical army. They were looking for someone to cause a revolt against those that had oppressed them. Many of them were looking for politics to save the day. Jesus was coming, ushering in a different kind of kingdom. This was a spiritual kingdom. Can I tell you, some things have not changed that much, have they? There are some that still look for politics to save us, political leaders to change the world. And I want you to know that the solution is not in the political leaders that we choose or do not choose. The solution to this world is in the Savior that comes in a kingdom that's not of this world that will change the heart of a city and a nation around. And Jesus came different. He said, if my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight. If my kingdom were of this world, I would fight like other people do. But instead, Jesus came as a different kind of king. This was a king that would be sacrificing himself on the behalf of the people. This is a king that was coming, ushering in a spiritual kingdom. I want you to see number three. King Jesus does not leave things the same. You see, the king is coming. I want you to remember that. In verse 12, after the people, and you say, well, what's the significance of palms? People were laying their coats in front of Jesus as he traveled in Jerusalem. They were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. They were taking branches from palm trees and they were putting it in front of Jesus. By the way, this was customary. It wasn't new to Jesus. It was, they were laying a carpet before him as they would with royalty or people that, warriors that had conquered in battles. Our expression, laying out the red carpet, kind of comes from that as well. We put a carpet before royalty so that they may walk in. This was the Jewish expression of goodness and victory, and this person's important, so they threw their coats in front. They put palm branches in front. But I want you to remember that people are fickle, because the same people that said, Hosanna, 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 in a few days would be saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, because they did not recognize the king among them. The king is coming. And I want you to see that when Jesus Christ, the king, he rode into Jerusalem, and the place that he went to was the temple. And the Bible says that when he went to the temple, Jesus, in verse 12, he entered the temple courts and he drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and benches of those who were selling doves. It is written, he said, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making a den of robbers. Listen, the king is coming. Here's what I want you to know. If King Jesus comes into your life, he's going to turn over tables. King Jesus comes. But don't expect that King Jesus comes to leave everything the same. King Jesus comes and he turns over tables and he turns your world upside down, and he takes out that which needs to be taken out, and he brings in that which needs to be brought in, because King Jesus brings about his kingdom to your life. And that's why we resist the lordship of King Jesus, because he addresses your hate and says, I want you to forgive. Because he throws over the table of the pursuit of your desires and he says, live in purity. Because he changes that which is hard, that resentment that you have, and he says, I want you to speak into that resentment and release it. He begins to put your life in order that we do not like. He turns over the tables of your life. He throws out things out of your life. He begins to put the kingdom of God order in a life that has been lived according to its own order, because King Jesus does not leave things the same. Yeah, King Jesus is coming. And I want you to know that today, if you decide to give your life over to King Jesus, that yes, he's not a king that's there to serve you in your desires. He doesn't simply come and say, tell me what you want and I'll help you achieve it. That's not King Jesus. King Jesus aligns your life to his kingdom. Some of us resist it because we know there's a price to pay if we come to King Jesus. Some of us fight it because we know that if we come to King Jesus, we'll have to change. I'm glad you fight it. I'm glad you think about it. I'm glad you resist it. I'm glad you're wondering and paying the price, because that's the truth, that if you come to King Jesus, he'll turn over tables in your life. He'll change things around. You cannot live how you've been living. You cannot continue how you've continued. This is not about adding a sprinkling of religion to your life. This is about submitting to one that is King and Lord and changes the destiny, the values, the way you live your life. It's the way of King Jesus. I also want you to know that King Jesus comes with the ethos of kingdom healing. In verse 14, it says, "The blind and the lame came at the temple, and he healed them." I love this. He's turning over tables. People are like, and he's telling, come blind, come lame, come broken. Let me touch your brokenness and give you healing. I'm not afraid of brokenness. I step into the brokenness, and I heal that which no one else can heal. I mend that which no one else can mend. I change it. I make it whole. In a moment, he terrorizes us because he's turning over tables and saying, put your life in order. This is not God's will for your life. In the next moment, he's inviting the broken, the hurting, the lame, the blind. And with power that no one else has, he's touching and mending, healing and transforming. The King is coming. It's the power of King Jesus.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, a very special message titled, The King is Coming. We'll continue in a moment, but Mark, on this beautiful Easter Monday, we've got a special email devotional available to our listeners as part of your weekly devotional known as the Bold Stepper Weekly.
That's right. So for those of you that maybe have just started listening to Bold Steps, the Bold Stepper Weekly is actually a weekly email that comes to you, and it's full of devotional thoughts, updates, and it's just a way for us to encourage you and for you to keep connected with us. This Bold Stepper Weekly, by the way, talks about my recent experience at a nightclub.
Okay. I haven't read mine yet. I need to go check that out.
You got to read it. In fact, I was in the plaza here at Moody not too long ago, and there was a student there. This was just 2 days ago. And I said, hey, I saw you at the nightclub recently. And he looked at me and said, yeah, we were at a nightclub together.
Doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right, no. But I actually preached on Sunday morning at a nightclub that was rented for a service. And it was a beautiful thing to see people kneeling and giving their life to Christ at a nightclub that a church had rented to meet together. So you'll hear about it in
all
the
right.
Bold Stepper Weekly.
Fabulous. The weekly is so personable. We appreciate you doing that, Mark. If you haven't already signed up for the Bold Stepper Weekly, do it today by visiting our website at boldstepsradio.org. All right. Now, let's go back to today's message with Mark Jobe. It's titled, The King is Coming.
Jesus walked into Jerusalem. King Jesus is proclaimed by the most unlikely heralds. Verse 15, it says, and when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children, who? And the children shouting in the temple courts, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They ask him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise? And he left them, and he went out of the city of Bethany, where he spent the night. I love the fact that it was the children shouting the praises of the King. And the dignified religious leaders were saying, tell the children to be quiet. Do you hear what they're shouting? And Jesus says, listen, out of the mouths of children will come the praises of God. You know what he's saying? Listen, this is not out of the righteous. It's not out of the religious. It's out of the broken. It's out of the small. It's out of those. Children were despised in that era. It's out of the small, the broken, the voiceless that will proclaim the name of King Jesus the loudest. It will be from people that say, who are you to speak? Some of you here come from backgrounds that other people would say, you have no right to speak about God, which is holy, religious, but it's you that will be proclaimers of the goodness of God. It's you that will speak to people that people will listen with greater voice. It's you that come from brokenness and backgrounds. Hey, it's the baptismal testimony of a man that can stand up here and say, I was locked up, and God got a hold of my life when I was locked up. And when he tells his cousin or other people in the neighborhood, people say, hey, you're an ex-prisoner. You've been locked up. How can you tell me about the things of God? It's out of the mouths of those that people despise that the greatest glory and honor will go to King Jesus. He will be celebrated by the broken, by the outcast, by the children, by those who have experienced the power of King Jesus. That's the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the lowly that bring to knees the powerful. The Bible says it's those things that are despised, those things that are not, those things God has chosen in the world to bring to naught those things that are, so that no flesh can glory in his presence, so that when God has done his work, no one can say it's the great order, the power, the smarts, the intelligence, the ability, but it's the lowly that have experienced the power of King Jesus and simply say, I proclaim, listen, I proclaim the King is here. The King is here. The King is here. We were taught to do something by Jesus at communion. At communion, people would partake of the bread, partake of the cup, and afterwards they would say these words to each other, Maranatha. You know what Maranatha means? Come, Lord Jesus. Because the King is coming. And we celebrate this until Jesus comes not as a lamb to be slaughtered, but as a King to reign in power and might. King Jesus is coming again. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Because King Jesus is coming. It's called the second coming of Christ. We live between the age of his crucifixion and his second coming. The presence of Jesus is here right now. There's a battle of kingdoms. The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Do you feel it? It's a tug. We live in a fallen, broken world. We live in a world where we see hate and violence and chaos and shootings and anger and bigotry. We live in that kind of world. But we also have a world where the kingdom of God has come. It's manifest in people like you and I. The King is here. We're taught to pray our Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why are we taught to pray, thy kingdom come? Because the King is coming. Because the King is here. The King is establishing his kingdom. It's a countercultural kingdom. It's a kingdom in which there is forgiveness. It's a kingdom in which there is washing. It's a kingdom in which the King sacrificed himself as the only Lamb of God so that we could be bought into his kingdom. It's a kingdom where King Jesus reigns in power and might. It's a kingdom where he establishes a culture that is counterculture to this world, because the reign of God is already here. The King has come, but the King is coming. And I want you to know today that not everybody is a part of that kingdom. That you have to choose to be a part of that kingdom. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And Nicodemus didn't understand. Jesus said, for God so loved the world. Tells us in Scripture, in John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yeah, the only begotten, the Lamb of God. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The King has come, and the King is coming. So as we close our time today, I want you to live with the expectation and understanding that the King is coming. You may have submitted your life to the King, but if you haven't, listen, the King is coming. If I were you, I'd come to the King, King Jesus, and I would submit my life as quickly as I could because the King is here and the King is coming. In Jerusalem, they shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. But today, the King is here. He's here with power and might. And my challenge to you is that you would proclaim it to everybody that would listen, that you would bring everybody that you can, that you would tell everybody that you can, the King is here and the King is coming. Prepare yourself because the King is coming. We are heralds of the kingdom. But you say, I don't have a degree in theology. You don't need it. All you have to know is that you've been washed and cleansed, or you've been healed, or your eyes have been opened, or you were blind and now you see, you were lame and now you walk, you were broken and now you're healed. And all you could say is, the children proclaim, the King is coming.
Yeah, the King is coming. Hey, you may be listening to this message today right after Easter. Hopefully you celebrated the resurrection of Jesus and as our Savior, but also as our returning King. And maybe this Easter you were convicted about the fact that you're really not living for the King. And so I'd like to take a quick moment to pray for you. I know there's some of you that have been convicted by the Spirit of God that the King is coming, and instead of looking forward to that with great anticipation, you look forward to it with great fear and trepidation because you know that you're living in a way that, well, you don't want the King to come right now. So, Father, I pray for that person right now that you're awakening spiritually. I pray that they would not procrastinate their repentance, their alignment with your lordship. I pray for that person that knows right now what they need to do, but they've just been pushing it off because it's a hard step of obedience. I pray that you would give them the courage, the conviction, and the power of the Holy Spirit to take that step of obedience mixed with repentance right now in preparation for your return any moment, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are alive and well and full of grace and calling us unto yourself, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Job. You'll find these daily messages anytime by visiting our website at boldstepsradio.org. You know, Mark, the truth of today's message is so powerful, so life-changing, and yet we live in a culture that wants to silence this truth and shut down anyone who tries to share their faith.
We do, Wayne. And I'm always amazed at, especially in certain parts of our country, how volatile people are towards the gospel or Christians.
Yeah.
And there's certain parts of the message of the gospel. Most people respond to the love of God, and they mm-hmm. love that part.
Mm-hmm.
But the holiness of God, some of God's challenges to how we live and what the Bible says about marriage and human sexuality and what the Bible says about the dignity the value of the unborn and many of those issues.
They want to be their own authority, don't they?
Yeah, it creates a moment of tension. We have a friend of the Moody Bible Institute. Actually, I've known this man for many, many years. He used to pastor up until recently the Moody Church, which is just about a mile from where Moody Bible Institute is. And his name is Erwin Lutzer. Many of you know that name well because he's on Moody Radio, many of our affiliates with this program, Running to Win. He wrote a book not too long ago called We Will Not Be Silenced. And I tell you what, I've heard his message version of this book where he challenges us.
It's a landmark, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And we are offering this book, We Will Not Be Silenced, to anybody that gives a gift to Bold Steps. I think you're going to be challenged, encouraged, and probably pushed to not silence your voice in a generation that tends to cancel people out and silence people if they don't agree with your message.
Yes, we will send you a copy of Dr. Lutzer's book, We Will Not Be Silenced, when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps. So call us at 1-800-DL-MOODY, that's 1-800-356-6639, or give your financial gift and request the book online at boldstepsradio.org. Or mail your gift to us, addressing your envelope to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. One final reminder, if you haven't already, go and subscribe to our podcast channel and get each of these daily messages downloaded automatically to your phone or mobile device. Whether you prefer Apple, Spotify, or any other podcast app, you'll find us by searching for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Job. Like our page there and leave us a comment to let us know you're listening. And then share some of your favorite messages with friends and family. Well, for the rest of the week, Mark will be talking about two key habits we need to establish in our spiritual lives, the habit of prayer and the habit of generosity. Find out why these steps are so important to building a stronger connection with God, starting Tuesday on Bold Steps with Mark Job. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.